Okay, so I want to continue. Before we began Baal HaNisim, we had just finished Moedim. So I want to continue to V'al Kulam. This is still part of the same bracha, the Birchas Hayadoah, the bracha of gratitude and thanking Hashem. These are part of the last three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, where the Gemara says that the last three brachas is after we've asked for our needs, and the middle brachas, last three brachas is the where we thank Hashem for listening to our tefillas. So during the tefillah of Moedim, we thanked Hashem for Tureinu, Turchayenu, he's the rock of our lives, Mogen Yishenu, the shield of our salvation. And we're going to thank you, Al Chayenu, Am Surim Yadacha, for our life that is in your hands. That are entrusted with him, and Hashem's miracles that is with us every day, and the wonders and the goodness all the time. So now we say V'al Kulam. Now how do we usually interpret this? V'al Kulam and on all of them. On all of these chasadim that we just mentioned, on the chayenu amasurim yadacha, on the shemaseinu abukudas lach, on the zechut shebukalim imanim, on the zechut of the zechut shebukalais, all of the goodness and the kindness that you do with us, y'al kulam, for all of these, yizborach, v'yisroime, v'yisnase, shimcha malkenu tamad yadam v'ed, shall be, your name shall be blessed, and exalted, and extolled, forever. That's one shot. The Eitz Yosef doesn't understand it that way. He says, V'al Kulam is going about, and above all of the praises that we've already said, Yizborach, V'yisroim, V'yisnaz, Shimcha Malkeinu, you are more blessed and more exalted and more extolled than any of the praises we can possibly say. So these are two different pshatim, right? One pshat is V'al Kulam is going on all the toivis you have done for us. For that, Yizborach V'Yisroim V'Yisnasei Shimcha Malkeinu. That's I think Pashim pshat. But the Eitz Yosef says no, that's not pshat. Pshat is V'al Kulam above all of the praises we said up until now. Your name is even more blessed and more exalted and more extolled than anything we can possibly say. I saw in the Sifsei Chaim from Chaim Friedlander that he asks, he doesn't understand the term Yizborach. The term Baruch is explained, the Rishonim explain, when we say Baruch Ato Hashem, blessed are you Hashem. Right? What are we saying when we say Baruch Ato Hashem? We're giving Hashem a bracha? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't need our brachas. Baruch Ato Hashem is a statement. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you are the source of blessing. That's what Baruch means. Baruch is just like Gibor. Right? Gibor, you are, it's a title. Gibor means you're mighty. Baruch is you are the source of blessing. That's what Baruch means. So, okay, I understand Baruch. But Yizborach means you should be blessed. How can you say that to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? It's as if he's not blessed now. But Yizborach, you will be blessed. Yizborach is Lashon Asid. It's how can you say Yizborach to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? So he brings the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch was bothered by this. And Yizborach is not something we only say by Baal Kulam. Every time we say the word Hashem Yizborach, we're saying Hashem shall be blessed. So he says, no, the Chinuch, Sefer HaChinuch explains that Yizbarach means, it's a tefillah. It's a tefillah that the people of the world, that people should bless the Rebbeinu Shalom. That people should realize that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the source of blessing. Yizbarach, it's a tefillah that Hashem should be blessed throughout the world. Meaning that people in the world should realize and recognize that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Baruch. That's what Yizbarach means. Yeah, all the, and it goes together. Yisraimei, Yisnasei, meaning that the people of the world should understand that they should be Meraimim the Rabbi Nishleilam, and they should be Menasei the Rabbi Nishleilam. So I was bothered by the two kashas here. Number one, talking by Kaddish, we say eight Lashinas. Yizbarach, Yishtabach, Yisbar, Yisraimim, Yisnasa, Yisadar, Yisalav, Yishalal. Right? So why here do we only say three? Yalkulam, Yizbarach, Yisraimim, Yisnasa. What about all the others? Right? We say, For all of these, your name should be blessed and exalted and extolled. No, what about Yishtabach, Yisporah, Yishador, Yishalev, Yishalol? Why don't we say that? And then we say Shimcha Malkeinu Tamid Adam Vod. Your name for all of these, your name, our King, should be blessed and exalted and extolled. Why are we calling it, this word Malkeinu seems to be extra. We're talking to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's not the Shimcha, Tomei Le'adam Vod. Why Shimcha Malkeinu? Your name, our King, Tomei Le'adam Vod. So I was thinking like this. The Sforim HaKadoshim, specifically Chasam Sofer, Hashem Yishmor, there's a concept that a person has three faculties, three main faculties, and that is machshava, thought, emotion, and action. Right? Thought, emotion, and action, which are attributed to our, according to the Chasam Sofer, to the Shem Shmuel, attributed to the Moyach, the brain thinks. Lev is the heart, emotion, and Kaved is the liver, which is they attribute expression to the Kaved. So there's thought, emotion, and expression. Expression could be through speech or through action. Now, the way they explain is that the way a Yid needs to conduct themselves is that our Moyach, our mind, by a Yid, the Moyach needs to be Moishel al Halev, right? The mind needs to rule over the heart. Meaning, we don't allow our heart, which is our desires and our emotions, to dictate to our mind what we should think. Right? It has to go the other way around. Our mind, our logic, needs to dictate to our heart what it should feel. What it should desire, what's appropriate to desire, what's not appropriate. And only then should we express ourselves either through speech or action. Not the other way around. When a Yid does so, the Yid is Mamlech L'Rabbeinu Shleilam. Melech is Moyach Lev Kaved. Right? That's Rosh HaTevis of Moyach Lev Kaved is Melech. So Yizbarach, when we're asking, as the Sifas HaChaim explains, Yizbarach is that it's a tefillah that people should bless the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's an expression. That people should express their bracha to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That people should express their recognition that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the source of bracha. So Yizbarach belongs to Kavod. Right? It belongs to the Kavod, which is responsible for expression. When people will express that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Makor HaBrachos, they are utilizing their kavod for the right reason. Usually like utilizing their liver for expression, positive expression. Lev, Roimamus, right? But the recognition of the Ribbono Shel Olam as a Roimamus is in the heart. It's not like bracha, which is an expression. Roimamus is in the heart. When a person realizes how great the Ribbono Shel Olam is, it's called, there's a yiras haroimamus. There's an awe, which is called yiras. It's an awe of the Ribbono Shel Olam's greatness. So yisroimaim. That what the tefillah that we're asking, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should be meroimim and exalted to the people in the world, that we're asking that should be in people's hearts. Yisnase, which means raised, what that means, the hakara, that's the recognition that the Ribbono Shel Olam is above and beyond our grasp. That belongs to the mayach. That belongs to the brain. The understanding that the Ribbono Shel Olam is beyond my understanding. We say by Baruch Dovah, the Amis Nase L'chol L'Rosh. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam is above and beyond anything that we can possibly understand. So these three Lashonis, Yizbarach, Yisroimei, Yisnase, belong to Kaved Lev Mayach. Expression, emotion, and the mind. Kulam, the word kulam is kaved lev mayach. Represents kulam. So we're asking the al kulam that these three, kaved lev mayach, yizbarach belongs to kaved, yisroimein belongs to lev, and yisnase belongs to mayach. Shimcha malkeinu tamad yadamot. If all of that were actually come into being, that that entire creation will express their bracha to the Ribbono Shel Olam, feel the awesomeness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and understand the loftiness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then it will be melech, moyach, lev, kaved, will all be intact and in line with the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is what makes the Ribbono Shel Olam melech over the world. V'al kulam yizbarach v'yisroimem v'yisnase shimcha malkeinu tamid li'olam v'od. I saw that the Mefarshim have difficulty with the double expression of Tamid and Le'olam Vod. Seem to mean the same thing. Tamid means always, Le'olam Vod is forever. But really, always and forever don't mean the same thing. Always means always, all the time, without interruption. But doesn't necessarily mean forever, though. It means constantly. Le'olam Vod means forever. So those are two different things. We're asking that the Ribbono Shel Olam's name should be Yizbarach, Yisroim, and Yisnase, Tamid, always uninterrupted, and Lo'ilam Voed forever. And we continue. Everything alive should thank you forever. And they will praise and bless your great name sincerely. La'olam forever, ki tov, for it is good. Hakel Yeshua Seinu Ve'ezra Seinu Se'lo Hakel HaTov. The God that is our salvation and our help forever, the good God. Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, HaToiv Shimcha. Your name is good, and it is fitting to give you thanks. So, the Etz Yosef says that here is Merumas, the four types of people that are supposed to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. This past week's Parsha. Korban Toida. Korban Toida is supposed to be brought by the Rabbah Tzrichim Lahoides. Four people that need to bring a Korban Toida. One is Hilche Midvarius, people who walk through the desert and then come to civilization. The second is somebody who was imprisoned and was set free. The third is someone who is sick and was healed. And the fourth is someone who has traveled overseas and came to dry land. So these four have obligated to bring a Korban Toida. Chavush is somebody who's in jail. Yesurim, somebody who has suffered from affliction. Yam, somebody who traveled the sea. And again, Chavush, Yam, Yesurim. What was the one? What am I missing? And Midbar. Oh, it's Chaim. Rosh Tev is Chaim. Chavush, Yisurim, Yam, and Midbar is Rosh Tevis Chaim. V'chol HaChaim, Yoiduch HaSela. All of these, Chaim, Chavush, somebody who was imprisoned, Yisurim, somebody who suffered affliction, Yam, somebody who traveled the Yam, Midbar, somebody who traveled the desert, Yoiduch HaSela, they have to bring a Korban Toida to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I just want to repeat just a small part of what I said this past week by Shal Shudis, how these four are relevant to us all the time. And this is actually Meduyik here because it says, V'chol HaChaim Yoiduch HaSela. Right? All of the Chaim, which is these four, Chavush, Yisurim, Yam, and Midbar, should thank you forever. And this past week by Shal Shudis, I mentioned that each and every one of us really needs to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam forever because we are always all four. How is that? Hoilchem Midbarios, people who walk in the desert, represent people who can't find the path, can't find their way back. The Pasuk says, these four, by the way, are based on a Kapitel in Tehillim, Perikuv Zion, where the pasuk goes through these four types of people. So the first one is Tov v'amidbar b'shima dorach ir moishav lo yimtzo. They are lost in the desert. They can't find a civilization. Ra'evim gam tzemeim, they're hungry and they're thirsty. Nafshem vahem tis'atav, their soul is faint within them. So, this what this represents is, it represents people that live their lives without direction. People that can't find the right path. Their soul is hungry and thirsty for ruchnius. Their nafsham b'hem tizatav. Their nefesh is faint within them. And then the Rebbeinu Shleilam shows them the way. How many stories have we heard of people that the Rebbeinu Shleilam just, the right person at the right time is there to show them the way, to give them a taste of ruchnius, a taste of Yiddishkeit. And they're able to quench their thirst and satiate their hunger. Their hunger for ruchnius, to save their souls. So such people, their thanks to the Rebbeinu Shleilam is endless. Endless for their entire life. Yoidu chasela. These are the holcha midbaris, and each and every one of us falls into that category. Because there isn't a time, there isn't a person that goes through life that knows the answer to all the questions. We all seek direction at a certain point of our lives, or we're lacking direction at a certain part of our lives, a certain time in our lives, and the Rebbeinu Shleilam shows us the way. So, that's one thing we have to say, we have to thank the Rebbeinu Shleilam forever. Then there's the chavush, somebody who is imprisoned. And that's, it's a reference to people who are imprisoned in their routine. Yes, they have, they're from Yidden, we call them, some people call them FFBs, which means from birth. Others call them FFH, from habit. Right? They're people just go through the same routine all the time, and they don't grow. There's no growth. And it's very hard. It's very hard to break a habit. To do a little bit more learning, to have a little bit more kavana by davening, to do more tzedakah, to do more achnasas sarachim. The list goes on and on of where. Areas where we can grow in our Yiddishkeit, quantitatively, qualitatively. That's the usur, that's the person that's imprisoned. And then the Rebbeinu Shleilam gives us that his usur is to break out of those shackles of routine and to actually take the step in the right direction. And usually one step brings another step, and we live a life of growth instead of a life of habit. That's the second. And when a person feels the growth, the hidoah to the Rebbeinu Shleilam should be constantly forthcoming. It's a hidoah forever. Because the Rebbeinu Shleilam took us out of the shackles of routine. Instead of being an oimed, the person is a hoilach. Instead of being a standstill in life, the person becomes a hoilach. He's a walker. He's growing. And then there's the chayla. And the chayla, just like there's a chayla in physically, there's a chayla spiritually. And that's when a person stumbles and does averis, whether it's a one-time avera, the person becomes entrenched in a certain avera or different averas, and the person becomes chayla. The reason why the person is chayla is because the person feels contaminated. The person feels distant. And detached from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And for that, the Rebbeinu Shleilam gave us tshuva, as the pasuk says, "Erpo meshuvasa." The Rebbeinu Shleilam gave us tshuva as our refuah. Tshuva heals us. It heals us from our averus. And the gift of tshuva is something we need to thank the Rabbanu Shleilam Sela. We need to thank the Rabbanu Shleilam forever for it. Yeah, it's one of the Arba Tzrichim Lahoydas. To thank the Rabbanu Shleilam for healing us of our Tachluei HaNefesh, of our the sickness of the soul. And then finally, there is the Frumayid, who is involved in Torah and Mitzvahs. But he's involved in Torah and Mitzvahs with Zich. It's I learn, and I daven, and I do Mitzvahs, and it's all with the big I. Instead of having bittul to the Rabbanu Shleilam, instead of negating oneself to the Rabbanu Shleilam. The word for ego and self-absorption in Lashon Kodesh is anias. It's the I. He's, the Pasuk says, talks about the person traveling the ocean is yordei hayom ba'anias. Literally it means those who go down into the sea with ships. But anias means with zich. He goes into the Yama Torah. He goes into the sea of Torah and mitzvahs, ein maim al Torah. But he goes with anias. He goes with zich. Chazal tell us, mitzvah shalai lishma ba lishma. That you start out with ulterior motives, but eventually he comes to lishma. And the Rabbi Yisrael shows the person. Hey, Moro, Maase Hashem. Where is it? They see once they're in the Torah Kedusha, they see the greatness of the Rabbanu Shlom and the flow of Bimtzula. So that's when the person sees that Ich bin gunisht. I'm nothing. It shouldn't be about me. It's about my bittul. I should be mevatel myself to the Rabbanu Shlom. And that's when the person gets to see the real or, the real light. And there is a hoidah, a tremendous hoidah to the Rabbanu Shleilam for opening our eyes that the world is not about ourselves. It's about seeing the Rabbanu Shleilam in the world. Those are the Arba Tzrichim Lahoidus. I believe that there are Yom Tov, that the Rabbanu Shleilam gave us a Yom Tov to celebrate each one of these. The Holchemid Baria is those who are lacking direction. And the Rabbanu Shlom gives us a derech that's represented by Sukkot. Sukkot is Zeichel Anane HaKovid. Hashem Hoylech Lefneihem. The Rabbanu Shlom walked before us with the Anon, Lanchoisam HaDerech, to show us the way. The Yontav of Sukkot is the Yontav that we celebrate, that the Rabbanu Shlom shows us the way. It's the yontif of that hoidoy, of that gratitude. Pesach is the yontif that the Rebbeinu Shlom took us out of our shackles. It's yoytzem ebeisu asurim. It's coming out of imprisonment. It represents thanking the Rebbeinu Shlom for taking us out of the shackles of routine and helping us grow. Shavuos is the yontif of going into the Yama Torah, getting out of the zich, and seeing the Rabbanu Shleilam. And then we have the Rabbanu Shleilam gives Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is the yontif of tshuva. So v'chol ha'chayim yodu chasala, the chavush and the yisurim and the yam and the midbar, we have to. We should always be thanking the Rabbanu Shleilam, because we are all four, each and every one of us, are all four. We all benefit from the Rabbanu Shleilam's direction. We all benefit from the tshuva, from the fact that the Rabbanu Shleilam takes us out of the shackles of routine, and takes us out of our self-absorption. I saw in Sfarim B'chol HaChayim has different interpretations. B'chol HaChayim, right? The way we usually interpret it is all of those are living. So, I saw in this forum one pshat, B'chol HaChayim represents, it's not talking about everybody that's physically living. Tzadikim are called Chayim. Tzadikim, afilu b'misosam kruim Chayim, Chazal say. Tzadikim, even when they're dead, they're called alive. V'chol HaChayim yoiducha sela. Meaning, tzadikim will always thank you. No matter how you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, conduct yourself towards them, you can afflict them with the worst yisurim in the world. Tzadikim will still thank you. V'chol HaChayim, those who are really Chayim, Yoidu Chasela, they will thank you forever, no matter what you do with them. Why? Because they know that you are good. That you are Hakela Toiv. That you are the good God. They know Kol Ma'ad Avid Rachman Alatav Avid. They know whatever you're doing for them is good. So they will thank you forever. V'chol HaChayim, the Tzadikim, Yoidu Chasela. That's one pshat. The other, I saw another pshat, that V'chol HaChayim means everything living. And it's a tefillah. It's a tefillah that the time should come, V'yedah kol pol, k'yata p'yaltoi, V'yoven kol yitzir, k'yata yitzartoi. There should be a time that every living creature should know that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created them, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sustains them. We're asking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, V'chol HaChayim Yoidu Chasela. We want Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the time should come that all of life should thank you. And that time will be Sela. That's going to be at the end of time. V'halu V'vorchu V'shimcha. They will praise you, that they should praise you, and they should bless you. It's a tefillah. So another pshat, that B'chol HaChayim is going at Chiyas HaMesim. B'chol HaChayim, all those who will come to life, Yodu Chasela, they will thank you. When? B'chol HaChayim Yodu Chasela. When? At the time of Sela, the time of Chiyas HaMesim, as soon as they rise, Yodu Chasela, they will thank you. I thought another pshat. The pasuk says, "Avram zaken baba yamin, Hashem berachas Avram b'koil." Pasuk says, "Parshas Chayisara, Avram was old, coming with his days, and Hashem blessed Avram with everything." What does it mean that he was baba yamin? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim explained that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives each and every person a certain amount of days that they're going to live. And we have free choice. We can either make the day, we can make the day live, or we can kill the day. A day that we serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we fulfill Hashem's will, is a living day. And a day that we don't, the day that we destroy. And Avram was zokein baba yom. Avram was old and he came with all of his days. Every single one of his days was a living day. The Sforim explained according to this, there's a Gemara, Mestachtes Brochas Daf Hei, the Gemara says that if a person has a battle with his Yetzer Hara, so the Gemara gives you a couple of tactics. Number one is try to learn Torah. If that doesn't work, say Kriyat Shema. If that doesn't work, Yazkir Lo Yom HaMisa. Remind him the day of death. So usually we understand that a person remembers their day of death, they won't do an Aveira. they'll be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. I heard that pshat is that remember that if you do the Avera, you're killing the day. Yazkir Lai, remember Yom HaMisa, that this day will be a dead one. We need to be Mechaya every single day. That's why it says by the mitzvahs, it says Shmartam as the Parshat Achrei Mois, V'chai Bohem. V'chai Bohem means you'll give your day life by doing the mitzvah. That's why it says that Rishoyim B'chayeyem Kriya Mason. Rishoyim, even in their lifetime, they're called dead. Meaning, they take their lives and they kill their lives. They kill their day, their life, their living days are dead days. So according to this, we could say that V'chol HaChayim means all of life. Life should thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. What would life look like without the Rabbeinu Shalom giving life meaning? Without the Rabbeinu Shalom giving life a Klal Yisrael that performs Torah and Mitzvahs? Life itself should praise the Rabbeinu Shalom, should thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'chol HaChayim, the entire life, Yoidu Chasela, should thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. I don't know if you remember, these jewel bags. It says on it, 99 uses. What? Yeah, 99 uses it, but it says on the bag, we are saving the planet. What are you doing? That's what it says on the bag. You check the jewel bags. Is it heavy? These are thick bags. What?
We're also raising prices on kosher food.
Right? We are saving the planet. What are you doing? So, take a look at the world around us. Right? What kind of planet are they saving? The world is the most corrupt place that has ever been before. We are making the planet worth saving. Right? If not for Klal Yisrael observing Torah and Mitzvahs, giving some meaning to this to life, what kind of planet are they saving? You save the planet, and we'll make the planet worth saving. B'chol HaChayim, your entire life needs to thank the Rabbeinu Shlomo for giving it a Klal Yisrael that is giving life to life. If not, life would be dead. We should continue to give life.